All right, we're going to do a door prize real quick. One, and then we'll move on with elections.
Here we go. This is $25 from Guide Dogs Users of the Blind, and it's going to... I can't hold the mic and open it at the same time. And that is going to, Frank Cuda.
Yay!
Thank you very much. That's very kind. Okay, we got the door prize taken care of. The next board position, the nominee is Holly Kaczmarski. Are there any other nominations? The name of Danette Dixon has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations?
Yes.
You are the nominee.
Oh, because Sherry and Marlena were going to speak for me. My ladies were in the room and I was helping her.
Okay. Is Marlena okay?
She's okay, but I got to go back and help her. So I can stay here for a minute.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. President.
Yes, David.
Is it possible to since Holly's been recommended, can we move the timing or?
No.
No, let's
she
just
doesn't have anything to do with her license.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Okay. All right, so I think that was the second call. Third call for nominations. Okay. It's been moved and Okay. Holly, who will be speaking on your behalf?
Sherry Richardson first, and is that okay, Sherry?
I can't because I spoke for Danette.
Oh, and Marlena Lieber, who will be back in about 3 minutes, but I have to go get her. So, yes, let's have Deb cook. Thank you, Deb, and I'll go get Marlena. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let me set the clock down.
Let me know when you're ready, Steve.
I will. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I rise to speak on behalf of the nomination of Holly Kaczmarski for the board. Holly is a true servant of this organization, and I've really come to appreciate Holly in the last couple of years, especially since I've been serving again on the board. And Holly is always there for everything and everyone. Case in point, she's the person who's off helping Marlena right now with her emergency. And that's just exactly the way Holly works. Whatever Holly needs to do, she does. She does it with grace, and she does it with goodwill. And I think that Holly has made a good contribution to the board. I'd like to see her be able to continue to serve. She serves on the board of Guide Dog Users. She's also a member and, I believe, treasurer of the United Blind of Tri-Cities. And she's actively involved in her community. And I ask you to consider returning Holly to the board.
Okay, and Marlena, you will have a minute 57.
But you don't have to use it all.
No, I won't use it all. I don't think I can talk that long. First of all, everybody, I am okay. I want to ask for your vote for Holly Kazmarski to return her to the WCV board. Holly is a worker and a doer. And sometimes Holly gets so into details that I want to scream, Holly, stop! But you need somebody like that on your board. You need somebody who can think around the corner, can ask the really hard questions, and who isn't afraid to stand up and say, I'm sorry, I don't agree. Or, as I love what I'm hearing this morning, Holly is someone who will live in the solution, not in the problem. Please return her to the board. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Danette, whom will be your speakers? Or you may just let your...
I'll let it stand.
Okay. All right. So, if you're voting for Holly, it'll be one punch on your ballot. For Danette, it will be two punch. Okay. Please cast your ballots, pass them to the center aisle, and we will collect them. While that's occurring, we will have a door prize.
All right. I have $25 from PCB, Peninsula Council of the Blind, and it is going to Carl Jarvis.
Yay!
Almost got missed.
You see my nail on the floor?
I got to give this to them. There's one more. Here.
One more.
One more door prize? Oh.
Yes, please.
Kim?
One more.
Some people are hard to find.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I have another $25 from Peninsula Council of the Blind.
Okay, you're voting now.
And this is going to Al Yardley. Not here. No, she's got it. Okay. So this is going to Mark Wilder.
Mark in the room? Not in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mark Wilder.
Raise your hand, Mark. Jump up and down.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here.
Oh,
darn it.
Is he here?
No.
Give me another number.
Okay. Sheila Turner. Come on.
Okay.
You guys. Jessamine Landby.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so.
Sorry, Jessamine, but with your scholarship winnings, that just puts you into a new tax bracket. Oh, yeah, leave it to me to try to fool an accounting major. All right, we are still waiting for the vote count. All right, we'll do one last door prize.
I could make a resolution motion.
Okay.
Do you have a resolution?
I do have another door prize.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
This is from South King County of the Blind, and it is a total of $50. see, the later you stay, the bigger the prize. This is going to Kevin Torcolini. Okay, this is going to, draw another one. I know he's not here. Okay, this is going to Linda Wickersham.
Linda. Is she in the room?
Yes.
So a total of $50.
Yeah. Is Linda there?
No, she's there.
Is Linda there?
Did you guys deliver to Linda? Okay, I guess they did.
Thanks.
Ask. I think so too.
Thank you.
Oh, she was here. Okay, she's here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Okay, good. She's here.
Something. Okay, we have the vote on the second board position. Okay, great, thank you. All right, the vote count. Holly Kazmarski, 50. Danette Dixon, 29. Congratulations, Holly. Would you like to say something? Would you like to say something?
Thank you. I'm just honored, and it's been a stressful vote, this last one, and I appreciate your confidence, and I'll just continue on what I've been doing, and I thank my speakers. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations. All right. The third board position, the nominee is Jim Turry. Jim, who will be your... Back up. Are there any other nominations? Okay, Danette Dixon has been placed in nomination. Is that Linda?
I'm asking for the floor, too.
Did she nominate herself? Or
I don't. I thought she was given a mic. Linda?
Okay, she's nominating
it
herself.
It isn't on.
Okay, Linda Wickersham is nominating herself. Are there any other nominations?
Yeah, this is Frank. I'd like to nominate Annie Hartzell.
Okay. The name of Annie Hartzell has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, nominations are now closed. Jim Turry, you will speak first. Who will be speaking on your behalf?
Bruce Radke.
Bruce, go ahead. Well, let me set the timer. I'm sorry. Okay, whenever you're ready.
There's more than one way to be a leader. Jim Turry shows that his leadership can be very quiet, but very significant. He's a leader. I know him best as a leader in our local group, where he is not only able to serve in several different positions, as he has, but also when there's a particular need. Let's take, for example, a need for individual who needs some help with their PC, and they can't figure out how to use it, or they can't figure out how to use their iPhone or whatever. It's Jim who steps up and says, I'll do what I can to help you, and he'll make a house call to do it. Another example recently was that he was instrumental in getting a little group of people from our area together to learn how to better use their iPhone. That's just an example of what kind of leadership he can give. I know that he's been on the board now for over a year, and I think that his leadership has been demonstrated there also. He's the kind of leader that we need in WCB.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay. Thank you. Danette, who will... Okay. The speakers for Danette were the two previous speakers. And Linda. Okay, can we have a mic to Linda Wickersham?
Okay, I'd like to mention that besides the previous things I have, that for the last 2 years, it's been my pleasure to serve. Mic went out. To serve on the convention committee. I arranged for the doctor to come last year and speak, and I think a lot of people were pleased with that. This year, with Frank Kuda's help, I was able to arrange for Alice Allison to talk about containment gardens. Last year, I also served on the awards committee, and I really enjoyed doing that. Julie is a pleasure to work for. And also... Two previous years, I volunteered at the registration desk. Last year, I stayed there all day long at the registration desk. I truly enjoyed doing that. So it's not like I haven't been being active in this organization. I truly would like to serve on the board. I think I can do a good job for this organization. I'm just asking you to please give me the opportunity to serve as a board of director. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Okay. The name of Annie Hartzell has withdrawn from this directorship position. So we have just the three of Jim Turry, Danette Dixon, and Linda Wickersham. So if you'll pull out your ballots, one punch for Jim Turry. Two for Danette Dixon, and three for Linda Wickersham. Cast your ballots and pass them to the center aisle, please.
Don't forget this table.
Thank you.
Have all of the ballots been collected? All right. All right, can we have a door prize?
Okay.
Please.
Door prize. All right. This is $25 from South King Council of the Blind. And it is going to Cooker Donnie.
Yeah.
It is going to David Edick.
Yeah!
Yay!
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 That's a better one.
Yes, it is. Yep.
All right, let's do one more since that one went so quickly.
Here we go. This is South King Council of the Blind. It's $25. And the lucky winner is Glenn McCulley. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We're going to have a few minutes.
You need a microphone.
I do. Thank you.
Although the other evening Debbie mentioned that there were no other resolutions, there are a couple that we traditionally do every year, and she would like to present those right now.
Thank you, Steve. Actually, because of a series of strange things that I did today, I think I'm going to blame guide dog users for this one because I didn't bring something down that I needed because they didn't need it for them. So I don't actually physically have the thank you resolutions here. What I will tell you is that we have, and we will print them in the newsline, we have them, there is a thank you resolution for the hotel staff, which has been outstanding and provided us with excellent service. Yay, right? Mm-hmm. We also have a thank you resolution commending the host chapters, of which there are a few, for this particular convention. The United Blind of Tri-Cities, the United Blind of Yakima Valley Council, I think you are, of the blind. Got to get your names right here. And also, we had some support from the United Blind of Seattle for this convention as well. And so we want to thank all of them. And our probably almost most important thank you resolution that we do every year is thanking our volunteers. And the committee who coordinated them here in the Tri-Cities, and thanking them for their marvelous assistance in the hotel and in every way. So the text of those resolutions is pretty similar to what we've had in past years with the appropriate words changed to get all the years right, you know, and the location to see if I know where we are. And those will be printed for you in the newsline and distributed to the appropriate sources. And my apologies for not bringing them down and reading them, but my PC's upstairs. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any objection to packaging those three as one vote and voting by acclamation? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right. All three are adopted. And a big round of applause.
Steve, I just wanted to say I think this has been the best group of volunteers we've ever had. They are constantly up and down the aisles. Do you want water? Do you want this? I mean, they're not sitting waiting for someone to go looking for them. They have been outstanding.
Steve, if I could just respond to that and say that we, so I worked on two websites to get volunteers, and the first one did not give me much. The second one gave me everyone, and that was a website called justserve.org. It is sponsored by the LDS Church. These have all been people that just jumped right in, eager to help, and they really have been wonderful, and we will definitely use that website again in the future. So thank you.
Okay, we have the voting results. Jim Turry, 55. Danette Dixon, 21. Linda Wickersham, 9. That is a simple majority. Jim, congratulations.
I just want to say, my wife will probably be happy because she'll say, you always look at both sides of every situation, and you don't take sides right away. And so we got a lot of hard work ahead of us, and I hope that I can help us in a very balanced way. And thank you for your support.
Congratulations, Jim. Okay, because of Andy's election as first vice president, there is a vacant board position. So we have a fourth position for which no one has been nominated because we did not know that that position would be open. So it is now open for nominations from the floor.
Mr. Chairman.
What is your point?
I nominate Donette.
Well, we got to listen to the point of order takes precedence.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I said, make sure people realize this is an unexpired term, and this is a one-year appointment, and then they can run again next year.
That is correct. So whomever is elected to this position will serve 1 year and then may seek re-election if they so desire.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Donette.
Who? Okay. Donette.
Hey.
Has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations?
Cindy, Mr. Chairman.
No, it's okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Frank won, is it?
Oh, that's okay. Linda?
Mr. President?
Well, didn't she ask?
Yes, I did. All right, okay. Coming.
It doesn't, the order does not matter.
Okay, Linda.
Here you go. Go ahead. Am I speaking? Is that it?
No, you're... Are you nominating?
I'm nominating myself. I thought you heard me. I'm sorry.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. Okay.
Mr.
Frank.
President?
Yes.
Just a second, Frank.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to place a nomination the name of Annie Hartzell.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Mr. President?
Haley?
This is Haley Edick. I would like to place my name in nomination.
Okay. Haley Edick is placing her name in... nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to close nominations. Okay. At this point, we have Donette Dixon, Linda Wickersham, Annie Hartzell, and Haley Edick. All right, and we'll take them in that order. So, Donette. All right, she will let her speakers stand. Linda Wickersham.
She's letting her stand.
Okay, Linda will let hers stand. Annie Hartzell. Annie is in New York. She is attending the Helen Keller.
Good morning, everyone. This is Annie. And I am asking that Frank Cuda and Reginald George speak today on my nomination for the board.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I got that. All right. Let me set the clock. All right. Whenever you're ready, Frank. Or Reg, whoever's starting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were on first. I thought Edick would be first.
No, I said in the order that I announced him.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Right. I rise to urge you to cast your vote for Annie Hartzell. You may not know her well, but she is destined to be a force in this organization. Years ago, Annie attended her first national ACB convention as a scholarship winner. Earlier this year, she took the reins of the presidency of the Walla Walla chapter. She graduated this spring from our leadership seminar and hit the ground running, and already she's taken on the chairmanship of our Families of Blind Children Families with Blind Children Committee. Although she is a generation younger than most of the people on the board right now, Annie has been opening the doors for the blind for most of her life. Annie will bring to the board an unprecedented amount of connection to the state legislature. As a teenage high school student, she became the first blind page in our state legislature. Then, while attending Whitman, she worked for the House Higher Education Committee, gathering the required research used to eventually pass the Braille Bill. When Annie works on a project, you can expect something in the way of a major contribution. She did not just take a class in Japanese when she was in college. She wound up helping her instructor write the first textbook on the subject. Annie's lifelong passion has been the education of the next generation of blind children. She has presented education materials at national conferences on topics like teaching mathematics to the blind and how to fill out individual IEPs, whatever it stands for. Individual education plans. Annie is a capable and experienced leader. She'll bring energy and vitality to the board. We need a stronger WCB in taking us into the future. Please vote for Annie. A vote for leadership that thinks first of how they can serve others. Please join me in electing Annie Hartzell to the board.
All right, Reggie, you have 20 seconds.
That's okay, because I want to just second what Frank said. She would be a capable and energetic leader. She has the requisite skills, and you guys need to put Annie on the board and see what she could do for this organization. She's great. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yep, that's what I
heard. Hey, all right, with time to spare. Okay, and lastly, Haley Edict. Haley, who will be speaking on your behalf?
I will speak on my own behalf.
Okay, you have 3 minutes.
I will not take that long. My name is Haley Edick, and a lot of you don't know me, nor what I've done in leadership roles. I was president of Blind Students of California when I was 18. I was really scared to take the job, but I took it on because my friend said, I'll support you. And support me he did. However, I know what it's like for people to say that they'll help you out, and then they kind of fizzle out. If you choose me on your board position, I will not fizzle out. I will take every chance I can get to fulfill my obligations and duties and surpass them by trying to recruit younger people to be involved in WCB. Not because I think that old people are useless, because you're not. You're a wealth of information that we need. If you thought I was going to put you down, hey, stop laughing. Oh, my goodness. And you have some really hard choices to make, because I think everyone running has really great assets. But I'm ready to step up after taking leadership years ago, raising my 2 children, and trying to take charge of them. That is not always easy. Okay, it is, but hey. And trying to lead this organization, along with other members who are also great leaders, into the future by helping to share others' ideas and by making my obligations met. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, pull out your ballots and you sharpen your nails. All right. So, if you're voting for Danette Dixon, one punch. Linda Wickersham, two punches. Annie Hartzell, three punches. And Haley Edick, four punches. Okay. Cast your ballots and pass them to the center aisle, please.
Want a door prize?
Not till the all the ballots have been collected.
Are we ready?
Not till the ballots are collected. Once they're collected.
Has he said anything yet? Okay.
Oh yeah.
We're almost there.
Yep. I don't even know what time it is.
4:10.
All right.
I don't even know. I'm staying. Okay. It's not like I'll wear my hat.
Oh, yeah.
I just know this is getting very full. And that makes me just as nervous.
I bet.
Sue, go ahead. I think they have, they just left the room, so.
I'd like to make a motion, we've kind of done this every year, that we purchase a 5-pound box of chocolates for the staff here at the hotel and put it in their break room as a thank you.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to purchase a 5-pound box of chocolates for the staff here at the hotel. I don't know that that needs any discussion, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It shall be done. And I must say, two years ago, I purchased a 5-pound box of chocolates for the Marriott Hilton Hotel and presented them at their staff town hall meeting. I was the most favored person on the planet for as long as those chocolates lasted, and then I was out of there. But they do appreciate that gesture, and I think we all too often forget that those little acts of kindness go a long, long way. All right, can we have a door prize?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we do. So I have $20 from United Blind of Seattle. And the lucky winner is Kent Natz. No. He will be tonight. Okay. How about Greg?
Reg.
Jack.
Oh, Greg Jack.
Greg Jack.
He's here.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we have one more.
One more? All righty. This is $25. This is from Randy Builder. And it is going to Rebecca Bell.
All right, Cindy would like to make a brief announcement.
Earlier, there was something found in the women's bathroom. I don't even want to say exactly what it was, but it is of some value. And if it was something that you know you lost, please, it was in the public bathroom here in the conference area. Come seek me out. And if it doesn't get called for by the banquet, it will become a door prize. And, yeah, So that's all.
So now we have people wondering. All right.
Okay, that's a lot.
Is there any? Well.
Okay.
I think before we attack old business and new business, I'd like to get the elections resolved. And. Do we? Okay. We will. Here comes Danielle, so I'm going to put that on hold.
No, that's the last one of this. And
but she has a bunch of extras.
No, we've just used up the extras.
Okay.
We've done up the extras.
Okay.
I just want to, yeah.
Okay, good. So the rest is tonight.
Yes. Yeah. This one, this would be the last one here, and then.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No. No.
All right. I have the results of the. Last vote, and we have a new board member.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The vote is Annie Hartzell, 43, Danette Dixon, 22, Linda Wickersham, 8, and Haley Edict, 12. That means Annie Hartzell wins by a simple majority of one vote.
Whoa.
So I don't know if we have a way of communicating with Annie. As I mentioned earlier, she is in New York State attending the Helen Keller Institute. She has been experiencing some hearing loss and has gone back there to... seek additional training. So she has a valid, very valid reason for not being here today. Okay. Do we have a way of?
I'm going to try and call, but why don't you go on into the business? I'll go out of the room and see if I can call.
Okay. All right. I would like to thank Mika White, who will be leaving the board, and to Danette Dixon, who will be leaving the board. However, that does not to say you cannot return next year and seek a new term if that is so your choice. So, Mika, Danette, thank you so very much. All right, is there any old business that needs to come before the membership? All right, seeing none, is there any new business that needs to come before the membership? Somebody said something.
Mr. President. Mr. President?
Just somebody else
okay.
Has the floor.
Thank you, thank you.
Mr. President, this will be very brief. Usually this happens after I'm done, but what I wanted to do was just to express my appreciation to the Washington Council of the Blind for inviting me to come and join you this weekend. It has been a pleasure to get to know all of you. And I really appreciate your giving me the opportunity as an old timer and a has been to come and talk to you about some of the things I believe in. Thank you.
For those of you who were not aware, that was Paul Edwards. And Paul, we thank you for being a part of our convention. Thank you. It means a lot.
Mr. President?
Yes. Is that Haley?
No, Sarah.
For Sarah, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying this because that we can do anything at this moment, but there is a concern regarding affordable housing and low-income housing for the disabled, and blind people are homeless. I heard this from a social worker. I was almost homeless, and that was scary enough. And that is a concern that I think we should address. I'm not saying throw a bunch of money at a bunch of homeless blind people. I'm saying it's something that we need to think about and be concerned about.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That is something I or Denise will take to the board for consideration. We just a minute. Quiet, please. We have Annie Hartzell on the line.
Well, hello, everyone. I am calling you from Long Island, New York, and I'm calling to express my appreciation right now for even making it through the first round, and just to let you know that I am committed to helping better the lives for all of us in Washington State. I am an educator by training. And my secret card is that I am also, I call it a recovering attorney. And I am interested in promoting our library, helping with making rehabilitation services better, working with the increasing need that we have for our veterans that are coming back from overseas. I'm just very concerned about making the lives for Washingtonians be as full as possible. So my passion is Braille, and so all things Braille. And I would just like to say that I'm very interested in helping in whatever way I can possible. Thank you.
Congratulations, Annie.
Mr. President.
Cindy.
I just realized that I, too, will be done. And so I just would like to say, something. I've been on the board for in either as a director or as first vice president or your president or your immediate past president for the better part of 25 years. And there was, thank you. Somebody said, I heard somebody say, I didn't know she was that old. Well, shoot a pig. Anyway, what I want to say is when I joined the board, I was young, and I tried often to join the board. Some people will remember after our merger, I tried three times unsuccessfully to make it to the board, and it was my fourth try, 1994, if I'm recalling right, that I served on the board for the first time. Since that time, I had 1 year off because of term limits, and then came back on. I welcome this opportunity, knowing that WCB is in such wonderful hands with great leadership, people who are passionate about our organization. And I offer, of course, my support in any way I can, but will appreciate the opportunities of not having to be on conference calls and all of those things. and really just being a member. And but I'm here for the board, of course, and for this organization always. Thank you to everyone who has supported me along the way. It's been, of course, a growing experience. Any kind of leadership experience or anything that we do, we should grow from and learn from. I have, I still do, and thank you.
I apologize, Cindy, for overlooking it.
I forgot me, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're unforgettable.
This evening, Cindy will be our banquet MC, and I asked her specifically because of her long service to this organization. So don't worry, we'll be calling upon you. Is there any other new business? Is that Doreen? Okay. Oh, there you are.
Doreen.
So I want to thank everybody. I thought it was an incredibly interesting discussion on Thursday night about communications and that, yes, we do need to do a better job of getting our message out, and no, we probably don't want to put just any old thing out there. I also was impressed with the framework that ACB is working with, and I would urge the board to do two things. I think having an outside bookkeeper is a very wise use of money, because I know that there's a lot of stuff that's important that I don't have in my head, and so using somebody who knows the stuff and uses it for several organizations is valuable. I would encourage the board to consider some kind of contract with a communications consultant, and since I have a couple of sources that are like, we will give you money to do a project, I will email them to some board members and say, we could consider it and write a grant. And I would also urge the board to consider maybe mirroring the 5-point framework that Paul talked about that ACB is using for thinking about how we might apply and channel our energy. And I want to thank everybody for this convention.
Thank you, Doreen. Just so you know, we, through the help of Mika and I think Courtney Cole was our videographer, is that right? Mm-hmm. We were able to record 10 videos yesterday. My goal is to post one video per week. And my hope is that we can do that for 52 consecutive weeks. So we've got 2.5 months of video right there. Okay. All right, is there any other new business?
Yes, please. One more.
Yes.
For those of you who have seen me wandering around with a camera, my name is Dirk Hummer. I'm a freelance, and I emphasize the free, photographer out of Richland. I've done work for the Edith Bischel Center in past years. I did a lot of photography for their vampire series pre-release movies. Anyway, I'm volunteering my services to this organization. I've been highly moved in the last 2 days being here as an assistant or a helper, whatever you call us. And I'm going to volunteer my services. I don't care whether they're in Seattle or in Richland or wherever. You know, I want to be a part of this. I'm going to get a lifetime membership before it's all done. And now I have a kind of a joking nature, so I've appointed 2 sergeant of arms since I've been here today. And Edward, back there in the corner, Hick. You don't have to eject me yet. I'm behaving myself. I love you all, and my best to you always.
Thank you so much, Dirk. We welcome you to the family.
And I do have a final announcement for convention stuff.
Is there any other new business? All right, Cindy has an announcement for convention.
Okay, yep. All right, I made these earlier, but I just want to clarify. And we do have one more big door prize before you leave, but you have to be here. And it's a big one, I'm told. The scholarship reception is in Olympic. That is the room where exhibits were held yesterday. The silent auction will open in 1 hour, so 5:35. Is that good, Lisa? 5:35, it'll open. The scholarship reception starts at 5:30. The silent auction will be in Spruce, where it has been. Any sighted volunteers willing to assist in that room, Lisa would welcome. We do need people to help people write their bids down. The banquet social hour, pre-banquet social hour begins at 6 a.m. I mean, 6 p.m. Yeah, you know, it is Saturday, right? 6 a.m. tomorrow. No, just kidding. Okay, 6 p.m. We've been partying and we didn't know it. All right, so 6 p.m. in Silver Gold. And there will be two cash bars in there. So if you need a little libation. And hospitality will follow the banquet in project design where it's been in the past. Please be sure to wear your badges when you come to the banquet. And we will have a place for you to dispose of them at the end of the banquet. Unless you're going to hospitality, please still wear them there. And we'll have a place for you to put them there as well. Okay? I think that's it. If it's okay, I just want to acknowledge... I'm not doing anything different. I didn't do anything different. Okay. I want to acknowledge my convention committee, if I could, please, and hope I don't forget anyone. But hardworking committee, grateful that Steve Fixtel was part of it, Sue Amateur, Linda Wickersham, Lori Allison, who also coordinated registration, Carol Braim, who also coordinated exhibits, Holly Turry, who also helped oversee our volunteers this weekend, Frank Cuda, who, of course, was up here with the sound. Deb Lewis was on for a good portion of it, and, of course, she does all kinds of things. Danette, right? No, not this year. Am I forgetting anybody? Julie, do I love you. Julie Brannon, who, of course, is our awards chair, but she also, just everybody contributed to making this program happen. And it was a pretty diverse program. I think everybody enjoyed themselves. Yes? All right. What I want to just ask is if you have ideas for next year, whether I am chairing convention or not, if you get those ideas to me, I assure you they will be given to the next committee for considerations. If you have ideas that you want shared for next year, feel free to write me cindy.vw@gmail.com. Thank you.
Okay. Real quickly, I want to make sure we thank David and Brian for our sound. And Rick Lewis for streaming us to the world. And for all the people who made any kind of contribution, big or small. It doesn't matter. It all counts. All right. We promised one big door prize, so let's have it.
All right. Here we go.
How much?
This is $75. And it's contributed by South King County, Council of the Blind, and Carol Gray. And the winner is Maria Buzzky, Buczynska.
Buczynska. She's here.
All right, with that, we are adjourned until the banquet.